In Europe, leaders are worried about the impact of President Biden removing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. The move could have big implications for our allies there, especially when it comes to refugees and terrorism risk. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us for more on this. And Eleanor, first, what's the feeling there today where you are in France as you watch the chaos unfold in Afghanistan?
Exactly. Well, you know, shock, worry, uncertainty, anger, wall-to-wall coverage. I mean, it's been the only thing on TV and people are just agog. And, you know, some are hoping that the Taliban might be a little better this time around. But it's just there's no way to describe it. Just total shock.
And the president has spoken, I understand, Macron.
Yeah, absolutely. Macron spoke and, you know, he said it's a new situation unfolding. We have to wait and see. That's how European leaders are acting. They're not, you know, criticizing the Biden administration openly. You know, they've just welcomed America back into the fold after the four, you know, Trump years. So they're very hesitant to do that. But France and Britain, both Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, and President Macron said, you know, our military's left in 2014. So they're very clear to distance themselves from what's going on. But Germany was more blunt. A high up official there said this is the biggest debacle NATO has had since its inception. And today the head of NATO spoke, the Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg. And, you know, he sort of hemmed and hawed and said, well, you know, we did all go in and we did degrade Al-Qaeda's capacity. They are weakened. So you feel European officials grasping for, you know, something positive, but there doesn't seem to be much.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to straddle these realities on one hand to look for the positive for what they did there.
Exactly.
And also to stay away from overtly criticizing the U.S., yeah?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. So how prepared are European countries to take in refugees as people are fleeing?
Oh, my gosh, not at all. I mean, you remember in 2015, Europe already had a massive migration crisis. Germany took in 1 million, mostly Syrians, but there are already tens of thousands of Afghans on the continent, thousands in France. And, you know, for the time being, they've simply stopped deporting the illegal Afghans who don't, you know, the ones who don't get asylum, they deport them. Well, they've stopped doing that. They have no strategy for a new massive wave of fleeing Afghans. So the foreign ministers of Europe are meeting today, and that's something on the agenda, coming up with a new strategy. President Macron says he's working with Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, to put something in place. But it's very unclear, and this is getting the, you know, the far right riled up. Marine Le Pen said the other day, you know, while the European Union is debating the sex of angels, we have a caliphate, you know, of fanatics being created, and we're going to have another massive wave of migration. So, you know, it's very, there's a lot of unease around that.
And finally, very quickly, when you talk to people on the street, what does the destabilized situation in Afghanistan mean for the credibility of the United States there?
Well, you know, officially leaders are not criticizing Biden, but the media is, and people on the street are shocked, and they just don't understand how the U.S. looks so inept after being there for 20 years, how they could leave like this. And Germany actually said today that the situation at the Kabul airport is a shame for the West.
That is NPR's Eleanor Beardsley breaking down Europe's reaction to President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Eleanor, thanks as always.
Great to be with you, Scott.